Well, it's about 7:15 here on Radio Islam International on this Wednesday evening, and that means it's time for the America Report. And up for discussion in this America Report is where, or rather, the topic of where communities, especially Muslim communities, are being regularly targeted for supporting certain causes. The Palestinian cause, for one, some institutions either openly or clandestinely, hiddenly, making it a criminal offense to support an organization of your choice. Well, talking to us about this matter and other matters as well, Ibrahim Hooper, National Communications Director, Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, joining us live from Washington. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum salam.
And shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us, Brother Ibrahim. A resolution by the College Democrats of America, CDA, committing to address anti-Muslim bigotry within the organization and to protect Muslims from facing abuse for practicing their faith or advocating for Palestinian human rights, amongst other things as well, has been passed. Tell us more, who is the CDA and what's this sort of like resolution that has been passed?
Well, as it sounds, the College Democrats are just that. They're, you know, college students who are active in the Democratic Party and Democratic activities. And it's interesting, I think a tiny minority of that organization thought they could silence Palestinians and Muslims and just in general run roughshod over these issues. And it backfired on them when we took a strong stance against them, when others, including the Jewish Democrats group that's affiliated with it, came out strongly against these kinds of Islamophobic actions within the group trying to stifle the voice of Palestinians and Muslims. So I think, alhamdulillah, their campaign of hate backfired.
There's been calls for the probe of possible bias motive for vandalism targeting the Darul Qalam Islamic Center in Minneapolis. What's the latest regarding that particular vandalism case?
Well, it's interesting. It's in the state of Minnesota, we've had a number of recent incidents where there's been this kind of bizarre form of vandalism. There was a cemetery that had a whole bunch of old tires dropped and at the site and vandalized the building that goes with the site. Our own office in Minnesota had a similar strange thing where dozens of tires were dropped near the office during a news conference. And now this vandalism and other things, it just, you know, taken together, you have to wonder if there's some kind of coordinated hate campaign. You know, if somebody just found some stray tires or some vandalized property, you might let it go. But when you see it in a series of similar events, you have to wonder if there's a bias motive there. And that's what we're asking for law enforcement to investigate.
Moving on, or rather on the same subject of hate crime probing and, you know, vandalism, calls for the hate crime probe after a Muslim-owned business vandalized with terrorist graffiti in New York. Now, we've seen more and more of these incidences here that where Muslim businesses are being targeted by these cowardly individuals by scrawling, you know, hate signs. And in this case here, the terrorist sign or the terrorist word on the property. Give us the details of what happened out there in New York.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And again, it's part of this series of incidents. And alhamdulillah, the community, including people of other faiths, came out in support of the Muslim community. But we see it. It's not just targeting American Muslims. Just yesterday, we issued a statement about arson attack on what appeared to be an arson attack on an interracial couple, and someone had scrawled N-word lover on the site of their family home that was burned. So we're seeing this targeting African Americans, Muslims, Asians, the Jewish community. We issued another statement where a Jewish menorah had been vandalized at a state capitol display. So the bigotry, you know, rising sea of bigotry lifts all bigoted boats. You know, it's that kind of thing. So everyone gets targeted and everyone has to push back.
A jury acquits U.S. teen shooter. This is the case of Kyle Rittenhouse of all charges. You know, some may ask that had that particular shooter, regardless of his age, been an African-American, or had he been Muslim, or had he been Asian, or even Hispanic for that matter, would he have been treated in the same way? But it is what it is, and a jury has acquitted him.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of as a person of European heritage myself, I get treated differently in the society than a person of color or any member of a minority community, and that's just the way it is. And until people realize that and try and change that so everyone is treated equally, I think we're going to have these similar kind of things. Now we're waiting for the verdict in the case of Ahmaud Arbery down in Georgia, where he was allegedly stalked by three white guys who came up and tried to stop him in the street with a shotgun. And so we'll see what happens in that case, too.
Well, Brother Ibrahim, it's been a long time, and we always got to end with a positive Muslim story. What, you got a good one for us today?
Well, it's always our positives seem to have a little negative spin, but last night we had a very positive event in Maryland where a bunch of sisters came out to learn self-defense. There had been some recent incidents of hijab bullying in schools and similar incidents, and we taught a course with a karate instructor or martial arts instructor, so to give the sisters tips on how to protect themselves, and everybody turned out, and it was a very positive event.
Anything planned for the brothers to protect themselves, Brother Ibrahim?
Well, it's make sure the sisters are protected first.
Brother Ibrahim, shukran jazakallahu khairan for joining us, as always.
All right.
On Radio Islam International, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.